This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand in episode number... 17.
Really?
17.
I feel like we should have a party at 20.
Oh, we should.
Just because.
We should. Episode number 17 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. Today, a couple of just kind of random things, but we get into like heated and deep conversation and share some deep, dark stories.
It is. What is weird to me is the things that we can go into deep thought on.
Yeah.
Like politics, meh, off the top of the head, you know, off the hip, whatever. Silly things. We are diving deep.
Well, we and I think you're talking about the second thing that we got onto,
yeah.
Right? The alcohol and what alcohols lead to certain things like blacking out, hangovers, ending up in jail, setting something on fire.
Being naked.
And which, not afraid. Which,
what JP shared with us, I'm never going to be able to get that image out of my mind.
Never.
Never will.
It is the definition of burned.
So that's coming up, you know, in order of what we talk about. Number one is, would you ever let your kid play with another kid named Lucifer? You'll understand where we go into that one and how that one comes about, you know, obviously as you listen to the podcast. And then number two, what alcohols lead to what we were just saying, blackout, hangovers, running around naked, ending up in jail. Like what alcoholic, vodka, whiskey, this and the, what other, rum, you know, which ones more so lead to that activity?
According to a survey.
According to a survey of 2,000 people.
Oh, 2,000 people. Oh, 2, I didn't know people. That. I well, missed that part.
You think I just made it up myself?
No, I just missed the number.
Oh, no. A poll of 2,000 people.
I autopiloted when you said that.
No, but it's fascinating. There's the little stories that we share about ourselves that I don't think we've ever shared.
No.
You know? So it's all coming at you right now in episode number 17 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. Enjoy.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
Remember to use that growing up?
No.
The parents are coming.
No. I have never done that in my life.
You've never heard that sound, though?
I mean, I have, but I've never, like, warned somebody that something was coming by going, ka-ka!
You will now.
No, I won't.
What were we going to talk about on this podcast?
Oh, the list is endless.
The couple in the UK. They won their fight to name their baby Lucifer.
Oh, they did.
You hear about this?
Yeah.
So I know we talked about it, you know, on air on the show, that they want to name their kid Lucifer, and the government said no, you can't. There's some quotes here from the government that the kid would not succeed in life.
Oh my gosh.
Local council, that'd be government, right? Local council.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think it is.
Somebody within there said your kid named Lucifer would not succeed in life.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, so they contested that and they won their fight.
Good. Good for them.
The dad said, quote, we were really excited to go and get him registered, but the woman looked at us in utter disgust. I tried to explain that we are not religious people, and Lucifer in Greek means light bringer and morning. which makes sense. You know, the sunrise, right?
Yeah.
But she wouldn't listen, adding, quote, honestly, we just thought it was a nice name, a unique one. We didn't expect to get much grief about it.
Why did she mind her own business?
Well, that is something like when you go into to get a license, when you go into to get your marriage license, submit a whatever you submit, you know, with the local government. It's none of their business what you're submitting.
No. Why is your opinion stopping me from naming my child? Like, I would understand, like, Elon Musk, what he named his kid, like, A123, I don't know, some stupid name. That's like a mathematical equation.
A1? No.
No. But it was like a mathematical equation, basically. Yeah. I could see putting a stop to that. Nobody even knows how to pronounce it. That poor substitute teacher. But anyways, but that's a name. Like, stay out of people's business.
Okay, so Elon Musk, he's got two kids. Well, on Wikipedia, May Musk and Errol Musk. But yeah, they have the new kid.
Uh-huh.
That is XAEA-12.
Yeah.
He named his kid R2-D2. I mean, come on.
No, it's not A1 steak sauce.
No.
No, I understand. But these are the things that, like, kids are going to say to his children.
It's just, that doesn't make any sense. But I don't have a problem with the Lucifer.
You don't have a problem with Lucifer?
No. I don't have any problem with it.
So you let your kid. So your kid goes to school, you know, back down the road when COVID is over and kids are back in school. Your kid comes home and says, Mom, I made a new friend. And you're like, oh, what's your friend's name? You know, you're expecting Billy or Tommy or something like that.
Right.
And he's like, Lucifer. You're going to be...
My kid's not going to go, Lucifer.
Okay.
He's going to go, Lucifer.
Okay.
And I'll go,
You're going to be like, excuse me? I envision. I know you well enough. Excuse me?
Yeah. And just to clarify, but then I wouldn't, like, whatever.
What would go through my mind would be that the parents are a little nutty to name their kid Lucifer, right? You're going to let your kid go over to the kid's house named Lucifer?
Yes.
Knowing that his parents named him Lucifer?
Yes, I am.
You don't know what's going on. They're going to walk on hot coals. You know, I mean, what's going to happen at that house?
You could say that about anybody. Like, just because his name is Bob doesn't mean that his parents aren't a bunch of weirdos.
A bunch of devil worshippers
exactly.
Or something. I understand that.
It's a cover up.
Yeah, who names your kid Bob anymore?
Yeah.
Total cover up for being
something
devil worshippers.
Something must be happening there.
Bob.
Yeah, like I don't have an issue with it. I mean, it would come off as weird. I'm not saying that I wouldn't think twice, maybe three times about it, but in the end, like, people name their kids much weirder things.
Would you let your kid go over to the house without going over there yourself?
I would probably want to go over first, but I'm also like overly protective, so I would do that anyways. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't let my kids go to somebody's house I've never met.
Producer JP's not a parent, but you guys are trying.
Mm-hmm.
Would you let your soon-to-be... Well, you keep saying twins, you know?
Yeah.
And you're next in line for twins. Would you let your twins play with a kid named Lucifer?
Why not?
Why not?
The thing that keeps ringing in my head throughout this whole thing that I can't shake and I need to tell you about right now because it's just killing me is... I think of Lucifer, be like, all right, so like you said, who is this? Oh, this is Lucifer. And the mom goes, Daddy's the devil! This little kid's going to be traumatized.
I think so. I think more so than anything, like when you name your kid Lucifer, you got to worry about the other kids.
Well, I mean...
You know, and being bullied and stuff like that. Because the other kids are going to tell their parents that there's a kid named Lucifer at school. And the parents... are, you know, they're going to inform the kid of what Lucifer means, and I'm sure maybe it's Sunday school.
Yeah.
They're going to hear all about Lucifer and that he was a fallen angel. God cast him down to hell, you know?
Yeah, but that was his name while he was an angel. That was his angelic given name. And then people took it and ran with it, now we're making it the bat. Like, is his name before he was a fallen angel was, like, I'm looking at it. I fact-checked it before I opened my mouth.
No, I understand that, but kids... don't think that way. They're gonna know it's the devil and correlate it with the devil. Devil child. Poor kid.
I mean, I'm not saying no. Saying that wouldn't happen, but I am saying that there are other names that people should like also think about. If you're gonna get teased, you're gonna get teased.
Yeah. Well, why not name the kid Skidmark then, you know?
Or
same thing.
Like
You just don't give the kid a fighting chance to have any sort of a reputation. Like the substitute teacher goes, the Skidmark Allen, everyone's going to laugh.
Or if your last name is Hooker and you name your daughter Ima.
Oh, yeah.
Ima Hooker.
Oh,
hey. Like, you just have to think about it, you know?
Yeah.
But if they're not religious people and they don't see it that way, then it's, you know, more power to them.
I understand, like, people that do unique names
right.
and stuff like that. But, I mean, you gotta think of your kid and, you know, what he may experience in school or later in life.
No, I totally agree with you.
You know, and bullying is such a major thing now, and you hope that he doesn't get bullied. But it's inevitable. You know, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. I just...
No, I totally agree with you. I also think it comes down to we have to teach your kids not to bully. Like,
I know. But
kids are going to have weird...
Ideal world, that's what it would be.
I want to name my daughter, if I ever have a daughter, Theodora. Like, and I'm sure she'll be made fun of because of Dora the Explorer and all sorts of other things.
Maybe.
But, you know...
But, I mean, that's not as bad as some of the bullying that would come from Lucifer or Skidmark.
Yes, but... But my point is that, I mean, bullying can happen. Kids can find the smallest things to bully mm-hmm. about. And maybe it'll make him a bigger, stronger person in the end.
Yeah.
My tummy is growling. Did anybody hear that?
I came across a survey that polled 2,000 drinkers and asked what type of alcohol they were drinking and when they did stupid stuff. Like, what, when you did that stupid thing, what kind of alcohol were you consuming?
You got to remember it for
right.
you to take a survey.
Now, here are the options.
Okay.
Hungover. What were you drinking when you woke up hungover the next day? What were you drinking when you blacked out?
Okay.
What were you drinking when you got arrested? What were you drinking when you went streaking? What were you drinking when you set something on fire?
Oh my gosh.
What were you drinking when you got a tattoo?
Okay.
So, first of all, before we jump into this, anybody wanting to fess up to any of the things on that list?
Can we go one by one?
You need more than
we
one.
Should be like put a finger down, you
yeah.
know, like
never have
down.
I ever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
We've all done something on that list, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been hungover, but I've never
gone... Okay, so let's get rid of hungover.
Okay.
Let's get rid of blacked out. No, that's happened with you, I'm sure.
I've never blacked out.
You never blacked out?
I've never... There have been times where I forget certain parts of the night, but I've never fully blacked out.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, oh, I didn't black out, I time traveled, because that's what I call it. I just time traveled. I just woke up in the morning and my pants were off and I peed my bed.
Wow. You ever been arrested?
No, that I haven't done either.
No, I have some great friends who got me out of trouble. I could have got arrested just for being
drunk. But you've never been arrested.
No, they got me out of Dodge.
Let's ask you, Gunner, have you ever been arrested?
I have been arrested.
I know.
Oh! I don't remember what I was drinking, though. It must have been a beer night, though.
Probably.
I think back then when I had that house, when we had the Jello wrestling in the backyard and all that, it was always beer.
It was a thing. You haven't heard this story?
No.
Oh, I got to have that I think I have that VHS somewhere. We had like Jello wrestling in the backyard, and my is a girlfriend at the time, or she became my girlfriend following the match or something like that. I don't know.
But no, she liked the way you wrestled.
I didn't wrestle. I was that's how like scum we were. It was all women.
Well, you said the sentence, we had Jello wrestling, which makes you believe that it was like a weekly thing.
No, it was. I mean, we would have these epic weekend parties, man. It was something else. And my wife went to those parties like before like I even knew who she was.
Yeah.
It was weird. You know,
there she was watching you be just a frat boy.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. But no, there was there was so many noise complaints that came in, but there was the one party that we had where somebody called the cops and said somebody had a knife or a gun or something. I think it was a knife. And that's all the Kent police had to hear, and they arrested the homeowners. So it was me and my buddy.
Yeah.
Right? So everybody at the party is there without us. They didn't know there was anybody else. They arrested us.
They didn't even stop the party. They just took two people.
No, that's it. And they kind of looked around and asked people if they had a knife or a gun, and then nobody said. They said no. But when I got out of jail the following morning and got back to the house, I noticed the police out. There's a big field across from the house, and they were out kind of walking in a line.
Looking for something that could have been dropped.
Looking for a knife or a gun, yeah.
Interesting.
But, I got out of, that's my jail experience.
How were you after the hard time?
I was traumatized forever. because when I was getting checked in, because that was the first time I ever been to jail, and the only time I ever been to jail.
Right.
There was some psychotic, like, nutty woman, right? She was in there just throwing her own poop around the cell. Ooh. And I remember, like, the duct tape around the seal of the door.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's such a, like, a biohazard.
Right.
And I just, the little square window, like you would see in some doors, right?
Yeah.
And I just remember her coming up to the window, like that, right? And, like, she seriously had, like, poop in her hand. It was, like, throwing it around the cell.
Gross.
And she was your roommate for the
day? No, no. There's no way they would put me in there. No, but... No, so for the night, they gave us a little thin pad, about an inch pad, you know, and then fell asleep. It was cold. It was cold, just dark cell, you know. And I remember in the morning, they gave us breakfast. I had no interest in eating the breakfast at all.
Uh-huh.
But following breakfast, they cut me loose, and the my girlfriend, Jello Wrestler Star, came and picked me up. That was an interesting time, man. I wish I could tell you what I was drinking, though.
Oh, man. If you could guess, go back to that.
I think it was beer.
Beer.
Had to have been, but no, there had to have been Hard A. Mm. No, because it wasn't my fault, right? It was somebody else had a gun and whatever. I think it had to have been beer. But, I mean, it wasn't because I caused it because I was drinking.
Yeah.
Right? It was the time that I got arrested.
Yeah.
Naked in public?
No.
Producer JP?
See, I went to college before. There were camera phones. And I like to entertain people and make people laugh. And when you are a naked dude running around going, woo, woo, making pig noises, that makes a room full of people laugh. So I like to do that. And one time I was chasing my roommate, Dareth, around our house. And they're like, oh, there goes JP again, naked, running around the living room, chasing Dareth.
Nude? 100% nude?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow, man.
But the thing is that you probably don't need this detail, but it's a podcast, so I'm going to say it anyways.
Yeah.
I tucked it back.
So you're waddling.
He was penguining.
I was running unevenly through the house.
Was it tucked back like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Yes, exactly. And I don't know why, but as I was running around, one of my roommates decided to get some flour. And as soon as I came around the corner, he took a handful of flour and went, boom, it was a flour explosion in my crotch. And we all fell on the ground laughing for at least 10 minutes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I was drinking Jameson whiskey.
Okay. That's not what
makes
lines
so
up.
Much sense.
That's not what lines up with this particular survey, but I'll tell you what that is. That's funny.
That is so funny.
I don't think I've ever ran around naked. I don't know. I'm a little too self-conscious for that, I guess.
Yeah.
Tattoo while drinking?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. Well, the following morning is when I got that little bulldog with a baseball bat on the back.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yes. Yeah, I was thinking my back tattoo, no, but this wrist tattoo that says you and me on it on my wrist, I was drinking Irish car bombs on St. Patrick's Day, and my wife and I, Heidi, had been talking about getting a you and me tattoo,
yeah,
and we just would never do it, and I had that liquid courage, and there was a tattoo shop. I was in Athens, Georgia.
Okay, all right.
And the woman that was in the store waved at me. I was like, hey, y'all giving tattoos in here today? Or whatever I said, because I was being an idiot. I was like, Heidi, let's do it right now. Come on, you chicken. And I was like very like gung-ho about it. And there we did it. And it was a very fun St. Patrick's Day.
That's
interesting. Every tattoo shop, piercing shop I've ever been in have a sign that says if you have any alcohol on your breath, they will not give you a tattoo.
Yeah, but Vegas, they're going to do it in Vegas. You know?
I don't know. I've never been hammered in Vegas, so...
Athens is a big college town, too, though, right?
Yeah, Athens, Georgia is a crazy party college town, and we just... Oh, yeah, we didn't drink. No, no. And then my wrist is, like, bleeding. They're like, wow, your wrist is bleeding. I was like...
Because it thins your blood. It thins your blood, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I had the right amount where I was able to get it done, but, yeah.
See, the way that my metabolism works, it thins out my blood. Some stupid shit, I would say.
Just to be able to do it.
Yeah. My metabolism, it naturally thins out my blood. Nobody understands it. It just is what
it is.
You
don't have any tattoos, though, do you?
Yeah, I have one.
Where's it at?
On my ankle.
Oh, that's right. I feel like I've just never seen a tattoo on you.
You don't ever see it because, A, it's on my ankle, and why would you look at my ankles? Yeah. But, B, it's not outlined in black, and it's very light ink because I got it when I was 17, and I was a pageant queen for more or less words, and I wasn't allowed to have any unless I could cover it up. Yeah. And there was no cover, like facial foundation that was out at that time that was thick enough to cover it up like
on
they have
an arm
now
or something.
Yeah, so I had to put it on my ankle without any black lining that I could cover up with a concealer, and it's faded really bad, but I will not redo it because it hurts so bad.
My buddy got a tattoo. I feel like it was the next morning, but I don't feel like he would have done it unless he was hammered. He got a little tramp stamp on the lower of his back. and it was a little butterfly, colorful butterfly. And it was the same thing my sister got. So that we all went there, uh-huh. And he's like, oh, that's such a pretty butterfly. And he, I don't know why he got it. And, you know, it was the exact same spot my sister got hers. And we grew up with him, and he's like, you know, he was all very sentimental and stuff like that. I'm like, we're always going to be friends, and I want this matching butterfly with you and this and that. So I got this colorful butterfly on the small of his back.
If it's the friend that I'm thinking of, that in no way, shape, or form surprises me.
Who is it?
Is it Russ?
No, it's not Russ.
Oh, I totally imagined Russ.
No, it was Jason.
I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
I couldn't tell you what he's drinking. I could have sworn it was the next morning, but then again, why would you want a pretty colorful butterfly with a small on your back?
People do weirder things for less. I don't know. They run around naked, chasing dudes.
All right. Getting arrested. According to the survey of 2,000 drinkers, whiskey drinkers get arrested the most.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Almost twice as many people said they're drinking whiskey compared to rum, which was in second place.
Interesting.
It's the one time I drank rum. Me and Emily's sister had a falling out.
Oh, really?
It was out at it would be comparable to Country Thunder. Mm-hmm. Man, it was just a weekend where you're boozing. It was I think it was Malibu Black or something like that. And cool. Dude, I got so angry.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I didn't talk to her. Her and I were at odds for like 6 months.
Wow, that's a long time.
All because of rum and being stupid.
Rum used to do that to me. I went through phases. Like, first tequila made me really angry, and then it was rum, and now it's nothing because I'm such a happy person, and, like, I've settled all my demons, you know?
Yeah.
But I've been there. Like, I've been
super angry. Is that
what
it is? What causes that? You just got kind of, like, deep down subconscious demons? And
I don't know. The angriest drunk people I know are usually the ones that have a ton of things, just the people who just don't open up, and they just push things. Like, my dad. My dad is the same way.
When he gets hammered, he's just issues.
He doesn't even have to get hammered. A couple of drinks and my dad turns into a not polite person. Yeah. So I don't know. That's my personal opinion, but I'm not a doctor or a therapist.
No, I feel like that's true.
Yeah.
You know, like because Anna is my wife's sister's name. She was, she had just divorced Mike, her now ex-husband. And she was with some dude that I didn't like that she was with him at all.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't think it was right for him. And I was a big fan of Mike, you know, and I think that there was something deep down there.
Right.
You know,
I'm a firm believer in with a drunken mind speaks a sober heart. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a connection. I don't know.
Vodka drinkers are most likely to get naked. I don't know. I've had lots of vodka. I'm a big vodka drinker.
I drink vodka and I get hurt. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You fell down at a concert, didn't you? A third of people who streaked said they were drinking vodka when it happened. You're more likely to get a tattoo after drinking vodka.
Okay.
Is it just more readily available? I mean,
I think it's just easier to drink. Because you can mix it with basically anything.
Rum is second at 21%.
Okay. I can see that.
You're more likely to set something on fire while drinking tequila.
Not surprised at all. Tequila is my fearless drink. I get that for sure.
And tequila also causes the worst hangovers. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that because if you drink out of all the booze, and I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. Out of all the booze, tequila, if you drink well tequila, it's got a bunch of bad stuff in it.
Yeah, cheap tequila.
Yeah.
That's why you're feeling the hangover. If you're drinking more top shelf tequila, it doesn't have all of the extra blah in it. And I don't know what the blah is, but I know it's blah.
Blah. No, it's, and plus you can't, gosh, I can't shoot cheap tequila. I can't.
Oh, no.
It's got to be like, the Costco tequila is really good.
Yeah.
The clear Costco tequila, I can do that. And then like Patron and you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I love a good cold shot of Patron. Oh. Yeah. Clearly tequila is my drink of choice.
I know what's happening with Cheyenne later today.
Hey.
I keep it in my freezer for a reason.
All right, worst hangover tequila followed by vodka, whiskey, rum, and gin.
All right, I don't not agree with that.
Where was the whiskey one on here? There was a whiskey drinkers get arrested the most. Okay, we already talked about
it. Yeah,
all right, cool. All right, well, there we go.
Yeah.
Vodka kind of throws me off a little bit, though, with a lot of that. I would have thought, like, whiskey would have been top of the list on a lot
Maybe
of those.
Maybe you're just a neutral guy. Like, it just doesn't really...
So what did we learn here today? Everything in moderation?
Well, what did we learn today? Stay away from vodka. Yeah.
Never!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.